Welcome to day 7 of 12 Days of Miracles. How are your miracles feeling in your life today? How are you feeling about the miracles that you have been creating, witnessing? You know, sometimes we are in a conversation that miracle has to be something that feels good. And sometimes a miracle is something that in the moment doesn't necessarily feel good, but opens up space to something that couldn't exist any other way. In other words, sometimes we say something ends and we are in pain, suffering, hurt. We are not connecting to the miracle that it was while it was here. I don't know who it's going to resonate with today. It's just what's coming in. So I'm just going to go with this energy. And then I want to lead us into connection to the galactic energy. So taking deep breath in, letting it out, closing your eyes. Connect to perhaps something that's occurring in your life may not necessarily be the thing you want, but it is that's going to open up a space for something you really need. And something you've been asking for at first will perhaps be something that doesn't feel good. Because we have this perception that things should feel good, and when they're good, then they're meant for us, and when they don't feel good, then it's wrong or it's not meant for us, or we are going in a wrong direction, quote unquote. But we also look at it through the lens of what we have created as what should be, what shouldn't be. Like when I have money coming in, it's a good thing, but when I'm spending money, it's a bad thing. It doesn't feel good, like that, you know? Or a great new relationship feels good, but a relationship ending doesn't. We have these rules that we live by that then create a certain parameter. And based on that, we say something feels good or something doesn't feel good. And then if it doesn't feel good, it actually cannot be a miracle. How can a miracle not feel good? A miracle should feel good. That's the nature of miracle. It feels good. Well, maybe. Maybe. But what if some things have been occurring over the last 6 days that didn't feel good and you're calling it, that's not a miracle, that's the opposite of miracle, but actually, it's not that it's the opposite of miracle. It's the miracle that has to happen before a miracle you've been asking for happens. Mm-hmm. So today, as you close your eyes and keep breathing evenly, in and out, allowing yourself to be in the rhythm of life through your breath. Allowing yourself to be in a space of your heart. Allowing yourself to be in the space of your heart chamber. Deeply connecting to your heart energy. Today we are going to merge and connect with the galactic creation energy. There is a whole part of you that sees life from a very different perspective. There is a whole part of you that sees life from a higher perspective. This perspective is connected to all that is in your physical space right now, all that is waiting to be, all that is waiting for you to be a match for it. What if the miracle that you have been waiting for requires that something's move in your life in order for it to be? So, like, think about you wearing all your furry clothes, like clothes for a very cold weather. You are wearing your booties and your triple layered ties and your gloves and a hat and your lined coat and layers of sweaters. And then you get on a plane to go to somewhere tropical. And you land somewhere tropical in all your warm clothes and all your layers. Very uncomfortable. At some point, you would have to shed the layers, change the clothing in order for you to be able to adjust and live in and be and enjoy the tropics. Now, I'm using a silly example, but I want you to imagine that that's what happens in life. Very often, we get to shed layers, shed beliefs, see ourselves in a different light before the miracle that we want to experience can actually occur. So, in this moment, what we are going to do is from your heart, extend your consciousness all the way up, up, up. Really high up, whatever up means to you. Up is such an arbitrary way that we've been creating our connection to higher realms. But it could be sideways to your left, to your right, even sometimes below, all the way through the planet Earth to a whole different dimension in which you are connected to galactic creation force, galactic creation energy, a master plan for your soul, a master plan for your soul. No one really knows this master plan except for you at the soul level. You at the soul level have created it. You at the soul level have the lens to see what gets to happen before you can experience life a certain way, and what challenges you invited in to become the version of you who lives the miracle. So keep expanding your consciousness and your awareness all the way until you reach, and you won't know what it is, you just are allowing your imagination to guide you, your higher knowing to guide you. A galactic view, a galactic view of the master plan for your life. And from that plan, from that point, I don't even mean that everything is destined. I truly believe that experiences, certain frequencies of expression are destined, but what it looks like in a tangible is completely up to this human. So allow yourself to connect to some higher version of you, a high point of view from which there is nothing wrong. Everything is lining up to you have a certain experience. From that place, there is even no time, so everything you want is already here. From that place, everyone and everything is occurring exactly as it needs to. And it doesn't mean you can't have more of what you want at this moment. From this place of a higher view and connection to the galactic creation energy, you actually are an expression of that energy. And from that place, you already have everything you need. And there is no need for a miracle, as in an instant occurrence of something that seems extraordinary. But a miracle that is a shift in perception. You already are every person who delivers every piece you need. You already are everything that you desire to have a certain experience from that high point of view, from you connecting to the galactic creation energy. You are everything and everyone. And feel that within you. From that place, everything that ever has been will be and is already is because there is no time and space. And allowing yourself now to receive from that place a piece of wisdom something that will land for you today to be a witness to your own miracle, a creator of your own miracle, an experiencer of your own miracle. What is this wisdom? Allow yourself to receive it through the channel of the consciousness you send up all the way to the galactic expression of the creation energy. Send it back down to the human self and your heart chamber right now. Connecting to the heart chamber and this human expression of who you are in this moment. This moment, this lifetime, this person, this expression of you. With ease, with love, allowing all that's here for you, right here, right now, for the highest good of all involved, and most of all, of you. As humanity enters the galactic family, which is what's occurring over the next few years and decades, we are joining our galactic family, and planet Earth is joining its rightful place in as a galactic celestial body. Our creation will come not from a need that the mind invented, but from a desire that will serve frequency we are here to express. So as esoteric as it sounds, because it does, ground it in your heart. Allow yourself to receive. What is this piece of wisdom that I need to know and embody today? For an expression of me that will experience the miracle I need today. For what it's here for me, this time and space, this expression as a human being. What is the piece of wisdom I get to experience fully, completely? And what will it look like as an expression of a miracle today?